This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Angie Kafunas joins me live in studio. She's a physical therapist with ACAC, and we're going to talk injury prevention. We have the 4-miler coming up on Saturday. I was quick to call that the women's 4-miler, but Is that accurate?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Women's 4-Miler.
That's right.
Have you run that?
Yes, I have in the past. I'm not running it this year, but I have in the past.
It's a big race. It's gotten to be a big deal, hasn't it?
It's a great race, yeah. And it's, you know, a lot of women use that to jump into their fitness programs again or to set a goal, get motivated, and they use it to jumpstart, you know, their fitness programs. So this is really exciting for women in the community. Plus, it benefits such a great cause. So.
Yeah. And I guess one of the things that comes to mind is you have a lot of people doing it who maybe aren't regular runners. So this is their first time where maybe they ran a long time ago or they're just starting out. And so they're getting active again. And that sort of opens the door to injuries, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that there's a big misconception out there that running is supposed to hurt. So a lot of people get out there and they start running and they say, well, I'm going to get fit. And they ache and they hurt and they don't really understand why, but they say, I'm just going to do it because that's what running is. It's hard and it hurts. But I'm here to tell you that running should not hurt. So, you know, if you're having any pain running, training at all, you really should get it taken care of because you should be able to run pain-free. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now you might ache a little bit, but that's just muscle aches because you're working out, but hurting like real pain, that's what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's, you know, there's the general aches of just doing something new or making progress, building your distance, increasing your time in an exercise program. But if you've been training properly, there's really no reason why you should be in pain. And that's what we work really hard. We've been working with the 4-Miler training group, giving them tips along the way, but as well, just even during race day. So we work pretty hard at trying to prevent those injuries or address them as they're coming up.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Angie Kafunas, a physical therapist from ACAC, and they have 3 clinics that you can access at any time. There's downtown.
That's right.
There's
the Albemarle Square. And then we also have the hand clinic that's at Albemarle Square as well. That addresses hand, elbow, and upper extremity injuries as well. I mean, we see upper extremity injuries in physical therapy, but they specialize in some of the ones that connect with hand and elbow.
Got it. And you don't have to be a member of ACAC to walk into any of these clinics and say, I am really hurting.
Right. We're open to members and non-members. We have full use of the facilities, even for non-members, which is great because we have access to the pool for therapy when people are hurting so bad they can't do land therapy. A lot of people think, oh, physical therapy, well, I'm hurting, so why would I want to go do exercise if I'm hurting? And, right. You know, we can do lots of different things that makes you actually feel good versus make you feel worse.
Yeah.
And one of those is exercise in the pool as well.
Angie, what do you tell folks now with the 4-miler coming up on Saturday and people getting into running? I just recently, over the summer, got back into running after years of not doing it. And what's your advice for people? What do they need to keep in mind when it comes to injuries?
Well, you know, the main thing is to keep from having them. So what we try to do is train people on how to adequately exercise. And, you know, a lot of people ask us about heat and ice and whether you should use that or not. And if you're injury free, the best way to do it is to warm up the muscles actively, whether you're doing running, whether you're going to be weight training, you need an active warm up, whether that's a walk, whether it's dynamic things like high knees and they call them butt kicks, that kind of stuff. Then you do the activity and then you cool down adequately walking, lower level activity than what you were doing, then you need to stretch immediately after you've done the exercise. You get the most benefit from flexibility exercises right after you've used them.
So ideally stretch as soon after you exercise as possible.
Yeah, and really
whether
stretching,
you're in the gym lifting weights or you're running or swimming or whatever it is.
That's right. And really, I think the biggest mistake that we make is one, not stretching, but stretching the muscles you actually used. You know, I see a lot of people go and run and then they'll stretch their shoulders in the gym. And it's really important to kind of understand that when you run, your calves and your quads and your hips are the ones that get overworked. So you should stretch those. I think we tend to stretch things that are easy to stretch. And if it hurts, we don't stretch it. But that's really probably what we need to be working on.
Yeah. And ice? When do we ice?
Well, if you feel pain during an activity that doesn't feel like it's just a muscle ache or soreness from use. If you're feeling pain in your joints, feeling pain in a certain particular area, especially if it's sharp pain, you should ice immediately afterwards. And you know you have an injury if you've stretched adequately, warmed up adequately, used ice for a couple of, you know, for a couple of times and it doesn't go away, then you probably have an injury. It's not just a normal ache and pain.
What is that when you wake up in the morning and you can't turn your head sometimes and you have this like crick in your muscles and it really hurts and it hurts like most of the day? What is that?
Well, you know, it always seems that it comes out of nowhere, but it really doesn't come out of nowhere. Usually what it is that the body can handle a certain amount of stress. So it's if it's in the upper extremity, like your neck and your shoulder, it's usually a postural issue where we hold a lot of tension. And then all of a sudden you either do something in your workouts or sleep on it the wrong way, and that tension just crosses the line. And then when you wake up, that tightness, that, you know, lack of flexibility, you know, comes back to haunt you. If it's in the lower extremity, it's usually an overuse type of injury. Like you did too much the day before at the gym. It felt good. You walked out of the gym. You probably didn't stretch because you didn't have time. And then all of a sudden, next day you wake up, oh, it hurts to step down, you know, when I get up out of bed. And so really flexibility exercises and heat are the best way to address that the next day. And then trying to figure out which muscles need to be worked out.
There you go. Angie Kavunas, she's a physical therapist at ACAC. Go check her out downtown and at Albemarle Square. Thank you so much for being here.
Sure. No problem.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.